各位朋友，各位弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
声音不太大。
You're very quiet.
没吃饱。
Sounds like you haven't had enough to eat.
好，现在有一个很时髦的词儿。
There's a very popular word now.
叫做互动。
It's called interactive.
OK, 那么我就想哈，我们每一次来到神面前的时候
，So I think every time we come before the Lord，
我们也需要有互动。
We also need to interact with the Lord，
因为神愿意把他自己启示给我们。
Because the Lord is willing to reveal Himself to us。
为此呢，他特意把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Therefore, He gives us the Spirit of revelation and wisdom。
但是我们要得到神的话。
But in order to receive God's word,
我们的心需要打开。
Our hearts need to be opened.
我们需要有一个能听的耳朵。
We need to have ears that can hear.
我们需要有一颗受教的心。
We need to have heart that is teachable.
所以当我们每次来到神面前的时候，
Therefore, every time when we come before the Lord,
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们能够听见神的话。
We can hear His words.
我们能够得到神为我们所预备的丰富的恩典。
We can receive the abundant grace that He has prepared for us.
下面问大家一个问题。
And now I'd like to ask everyone a question.
需要大家互动啊。
And I need to interact with you.
我们当中信主超过五年的弟兄姐妹，可不可以举一下手？
Among us, people who have believed in the Lord for more than 5 years, raise your hand.
如果你不记得你信主已经几年，可有点麻烦哈。
If you don't remember how many years it's been since you believe in the Lord, then we have a bit of problem. There are many of you.
那信主一年以上的，举一下手，包括刚才举手的哈，一年以上的。
Including those who raise their hand, if you believed in the Lord for more than 1 year, raise your hand.
我们绝大部分弟兄姐妹都信主超过一年了。
And most of our brothers and sisters have believed in the Lord for more than a year.
那我相信呢，大家一定已经开始读圣经了。
And I believe all of you have started to read the Bible.
因为圣经包括新约和旧约。
Because the Bible includes the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以我们读圣经不单单要读新约。
So therefore, when we read the Scripture, we not only read the New Testament.
我们也得读旧约。
We also have to read the Old Testament.
那我相信绝大部分弟兄姐妹也读了旧约。
And I believe most brothers and sisters have also read the Old Testament.
我们呢，一打开旧约就是创世纪。
When we first open the scripture or open the Old Testament, the first chapter is Genesis.
创世纪很精彩。
Genesis is very exciting.
有很多故事。
There are many stories.
所以呢，我们读起来不是那么困难。
So it's not that difficult to read.
啊，有从这个亚当夏娃的故事开始。
Starting with the story of Adam and Eve.
然后就是亚伯跟该隐的故事。
And then there's a story of Jacob and Cain. Abel and Cain.
然后呢，就是挪亚的故事。
And then the story of Noah.
然后就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的故事。
And then the story of Abraham, Jacob and Isaac.
最后呢，是约瑟的故事。
And then the story of Joseph.
然后创世纪就读完了。
And then the book of Genesis is over.
然后呢，第二卷书是什么？
And then what's the next book?
出埃及记。
Exodus.
也是故事。
And it's also a story.
是摩西的故事。
It's the story of Moses.
但是当我们读到出埃及第十九章开始。
But when we reach Exodus chapter 19.
就开始呢，是圣经所记载的，就是耶和华神借着摩西颁给以色列人的律法。
And then it talks about the law of God has given to the Israelites through Moses.
这个律法呢，就是从出埃及记第十九章开始，一直到申命记。
These laws start with Exodus chapter 19, and it goes all the way through to Deuteronomy.
所以其中包括出埃及记、民数记、利未记、民数记和申命记。
Therefore, it includes Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
读律法书跟读故事就不太一样。
To read the books of law is different from reading the books of stories.
我们就觉得圣经开始有些枯燥。
Then we start to find the scripture to be boring.
很多地方也读不大懂。
And many places not easy to understand.
如果我们是一个认真的话，我们对神的话认真的话，
If we are serious about the word of God，
我不知道当你读到这些律法的时候，读到这些诫命的时候，心里面会不会开始一种不平安。
When you read these laws and commandments, I don't know if you would feel unsettled, not peaceful in your heart.
因为在这些律法中，神告诉以色列人有许多事情，有许多的诫命，他们要遵守许多诫命，也就是说，有许多事他们绝对不可以做。
So in these laws, God tells Israelites that there are many things, there are many commandments, there are things that they absolutely cannot do.
特别伤感情的是很多东西不能吃。
And especially troublesome is that there are many things they cannot eat.
很多东西我们过去可能很喜欢吃。
And many things perhaps we used to like to eat them.
比方说，利未记第十一章。
For example, Leviticus chapter 11.
神告诉以色列人说，
God tells Israelites.
说地上的走兽有一些吃，有一些呢不可以吃。
God tells them that animals of the land, there are some that you can eat and others that you cannot.
第三节说，凡蹄分两半，倒嚼的走兽，你们都可以吃。
Verse 3 says, whatever divides a hoof, thus making split hoofs, and chews the cud among the animals that you may eat.
但那些倒嚼但分蹄之中不可吃的，乃是骆驼，因为倒嚼不分蹄，就与你们不洁净。
Verse 4, nevertheless, you are not to eat of those among those which chew the cud, or among those which divide the hood. The camel, for though it chews cud, it does not divide the hood. It is unclean to you.
所以骆驼不可以吃。
Therefore, camel you cannot eat.
读到这里没问题。
This is fine.
从来没吃过骆驼。
Never eaten camels before.
这一辈子大概也没有机会吃骆驼。
And in my life, I probably won't have the opportunity to eat camel.
再往下读有点麻烦。
But it becomes a bit troublesome if you continue to read.
因为第六节说啊。
Because verse 6 says.
说兔子因为倒嚼不分蹄，就与你们不洁净。
Says the rabbit also, for though it chews cud, it does not divide the hood, it is unclean to you.
我们多少人吃过兔子肉？
How many of you have eaten rabbits?
我也吃过。
I've eaten it too.
再往下读就更糟糕。
And it's even worse if you continue to read.
第七节说，猪因为蹄分两半，却不倒嚼，就与你们不洁净。
And the pig, for though it divides the hood, thus making a split hoof, it does not chew cud. It is unclean to you.
我就不用让大家举手了。
I don't need anyone to raise their hand.
我估计大概都吃过猪肉。
I think we've all eaten pig.
糟糕了。
It's bad.
我们都吃了不洁净的食物。
We've all eaten unclean food.
那我们是不是要遭到神的咒诅呢？
Then are we going to be cursed by God?
那吃哈，这些食物只是这些诫命当中的一部分而已。
Food and eating is just a part of the commandment.
那诫命当中还要求哈，以色列人这个都要受割礼。
And it also the commandments also require that the Israelites be circumcised.
如果不受割礼的话呢，就要被赶出去。
They will be casted out if they're not circumcised.
还有呢，安息日。
And then the day of rest.
安息日的时候，什么工都不可以做。
And on the day of rest, you cannot do any work.
如果安息日做工的话，要被打死。
And you'll be hit to death. You'll be sentenced to death if you work on the day of rest.
所以像我刚才讲的，如果我们对神的话很认真的时候，读到这些律法，读到这些诫命的时候，你心里面还那么平安吗？
If we're serious about the word of God, when we read the laws and when we read the commandments, do we still have peace in our heart?
我记得我刚信主的时候。
I remember when I first believed in the Lord.
我还在念书。
I was still a student.
有的时候要写 paper.
And sometimes I have to write paper.
我礼拜天我可不可以去学校？
So on Sunday, can I go to school?
那也是做工啊。
That is also work.
虽然那个不是安息日。
Even though that is not the day of rest.
但是有弟兄姐妹告诉我，在新约里面，主日 代替了安息日。
But there are some brothers and sisters who told me that in the New Testament, Sunday represents the day of rest.
所以主日我们要分别出来。
So therefore, the day of the Lord, we have to separate that.
它归给神的。
It is separated for the Lord.
所以心里面就有许多困惑。
So there are many questions in my heart.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这些问题圣经里面其实有答案。
There are answers to these questions in the scripture.
因为不单单我们有这些困惑。
Because not only do we have these questions.
因为初期教会里面的弟兄姐妹他们的困惑更大。
The doubts and the questions in the hearts of brothers and sisters in early church were even bigger.
所以圣经里面呢就有很清楚的答案。
So the scripture has very clear answers.
今天呢也是神要对我们所说的话。
And it is the word that God wants to tell us.
因为在初期的教会里面，
Because in early church,
一开始呢，只有犹太的弟兄和姐妹。
At the beginning, there were only Jewish brothers and sisters.
来聚会的时候呢，清一色的全部都是犹太人。
And those who come to gather, they are homogeneously all Jewish.
他们有同样的背景。
They have the same background.
同样的文化，同样的宗教，同样的习俗。
They have the same culture, same tradition, same religion.
但是很快福音就传到外邦人之中。
But very quickly, the gospel were preached among the Gentiles.
那很多外邦人他们也蒙了神的恩典，进入了神的教会。
And many Gentiles received the grace of God and entered into the church of God.
所以不久呢，在神的家里面就不单单有犹太人，而且呢也有许多外邦的弟兄和姐妹。
So very quickly in the house of God, there were not only the Jewish people, but also Gentiles.
这些外邦的弟兄姐妹有一些呢，甚至过去是信奉异教的。
And there are some Gentiles who worshipped idols before.
而且他们是没有律法的。
And they were without laws.
他们跟犹太人的背景很不一样。
They had very different background from the Jewish people.
所以这个时候呢，在初期的教会里面就产生了很大的问题。
So this caused a great rift in the early church.
这个问题就是呢，这些外邦的弟兄姐妹，他们需不需要遵守律法？
And the question is, these brothers and sisters who used to be Gentiles, do they need to follow the law?
这个问题主要有两个方面。
And this question has two parts.
第一个和我们得救有关。
The first is related to our salvation.
就说我们得救是单单凭着信心呢，还是需要信心再加上律法？
And the question is, our salvation, is it based on faith only, or is it based on faith and the law?
在这一点上使徒他们的教导非常的清楚，就是说我们得救是凭着信心。
And on this point, the teachings of the apostles were very clear, and that is our salvation is based on faith and faith alone.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And our salvation is free, and it is also because of faith.
第二方面。
Secondly,
我们得救是凭着信心，这个不错。
Our salvation comes from faith, that is right.
但我们得救之后需不需要遵守律法？
But after we've been saved, do we need to follow the law?
如果我们遵守律法的话，是不是我们这样基督徒的生活就能够讨神的喜悦？
And if we follow the law as Christians, would we please the Lord?
我们都得救了。
We've all been saved.
但是呢，有的弟兄姐妹他们继续的遵守律法。
But some brothers and sisters continue to follow the law.
有些弟兄姐妹他们不遵守律法。
But some and other brothers and sisters do not follow the law.
那么是不是神就比较喜欢这一批遵守律法的弟兄和姐妹呢？
Then does God prefer and love more those brothers and sisters who follow the law?
要认识这个问题。
To understand this issue.
我们需要对律法有一些认识。
We need to have some understanding about the law.
我们需要知道它的产生，它的功用以及它的作用。
We need to know its cause, its function, and its effects.
所以我们先花一点时间。
So first, let us spend some time.
让我们对律法有一点认识。
Let us understand the law a little.
根据出埃及记。
According to Exodus.
当以色列人出埃及之后第三个月。
In the third month after the Israelites left Egypt.
这是公元前1500年左右的时候。
And that is about 1500 BC.
也就是很久，好几千年以前，三千多年以前。
More than 3,000 years ago.
摩西带着以色列人来到旷野的西乃山。
Moses brought the Israelites to Mount Sinai.
这个时候，耶和华神向摩西显现。
And that time, Jehovah God appeared to Moses.
这是呢，耶和华神从天降临到地上，降临在西乃山上。
And at that time, God came to earth and was on Mount Sinai.
有一个非常重要的目的。
And it had a very important purpose.
就是呢，他要把律法赐给以色列人。
And that is, he wanted to give the laws to the Israelites.
当耶和华降临在西乃山上的时候，
When God came to Mount Sinai,
有烟，有火，有闪电，有雷鸣。
And there were thunder and fire and lightning. And smoke.
西乃山在颤抖。
And Mount Sinai was shaking.
以色列人的心更加的发颤。
And the hearts of the Israelites were trembling.
他们就对摩西说，
And then they said to Moses,
说你去见神好了。
They said, you go see God.
我们不敢去见他。
We do not dare to see him.
所以神对你所说的话你都告诉我们。
And whatever God tells you, you tell us.
我们一定遵守。
And we will follow.
这样呢，神一共三次召摩西上山。
And then this way, God called Moses up to the mountain three times.
将十诫和其他的诫命、律例和典章颁布给以色列人。
And he, through Moses, gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments, other commandments, laws, and ordinances.
所以新约约翰福音告诉我们说，律法是借着摩西传的。
So therefore, in the New Testament, it tells us that laws were passed through Moses.
所以这个律法常常呢也叫做摩西律法。
And therefore, these laws were often called laws of Moses.
不是摩西写的律法。
These are not laws written by Moses.
是神借着摩西颁布给以色列人的律法。
These are laws given to the Israelites, that God gave to the Israelites through Moses.
在律法当中呢，包括其中最重要的就是十诫。
And among the laws, the most important were the Ten Commandments.
再加上呢其他的诫命。
And plus the other commandments.
律例和典章。
And laws and ordinances.
那根据犹太拉比他们的规节。
According to the rules of the rabbis.
摩西律法可以分成两类。
And there are two types of laws among the laws of Moses.
第一类呢叫做诫命。
The first ones are called commandments.
就是呢不许以色列人去做的事情。
And these are things that Israelites are forbidden from doing.
第二类呢叫做行命。
And the second ones are called there are things that you are to do.
也就是呢他们神要求以色列人他们去行的。
And these are things that God wants the Israelites to do.
加起来一共有六百多条。
And adding them together, there are more than 600.
那非常有趣的是，
Very interestingly,
诫命呢，他们据他们的统计，据犹太拉比的统计，一共有365条。
The commandments, there are 365.
也就正好呢，一天，一年365天的话，一天一条。
And if there's 365 days in a year, then there's one for each day.
行命呢，一共两百多条。
And then the rules, there are over 200.
比方说，如果我们看十诫的话，
If we look at the Ten Commandments,
其中大部分都是诫命。
Most of them are commandments.
说，除耶和华神说，除我以外，不可有别的神。
Lord Jehovah says, Other outside of me, you cannot have other gods.
这就是一条诫命。
And that is a commandment.
不可以有别的神。
You cannot have other gods.
也不可以呢为自己雕刻偶像。
And you cannot form image, you cannot carve images.
不可以妄称耶和华神的名。
And you cannot call on the name of the Lord.
十诫里面的第四条是行命。
The fourth commandment is a rule.
就是说你要守安息日。
And that is, you shall follow the day of rest.
第五条也是一样，你当孝敬父母。
And you shall honor your parents.
下面呢是诫命，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷窃，不可做假见证，不可以贪心。
And then there are what follows are the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witnesses.
这就是律法。
And these are commandments.
这就是律法的来源。
And that is the source, the origin of the law.
神为什么把律法给以色列人？
Why did God give the laws to the Israelites?
或者说律法有什么功用呢？
Or just, in another word, what are the functions of the law?
至少有这样五解。
At least there are five functions.
首先呢，让以色列人有章可循。
First is to have is so that the Israelites have text to fall back on.
其次呢，使他们分别为圣。
And then so that the Israelites can be separated to be holy.
也让他们可以认识神。
And also to let them know God.
也让他们认识自己。
To let them know themselves.
最后呢，可以借着律法引导他们归向基督。
And lastly, to through the laws to guide them so that they can believe in Christ.
我们先来看第一点。
Let us first look at the first point.
我们知道国有国法, 家有家规。
We know that each country and even each household has its own rules.
任何一个社区, 一个团体, 一个家族, 一个民族, 到一个国家, 都需要有章可循。
Every community, every household, every ethnicity, every country, each must have its own law.
一个国家成立之后,
when a country is formed,
首要大事就是要制定一部宪法。
The first priority is to have legislation.
使得呢执政者呢, 他们可以按照这部宪法来治理国家。
So that the rulers of the country can rule the country according to the legislation.
百姓呢, 他们可以遵行这些律法。
And the people of that country can follow these legislations.
这样一个国家才会有秩序。
And only in that way can a country have order.
才能够被管理。
And only then can a country be ruled.
律法是, 摩西律法是神对人的要求。
The laws of Moses is what God asks of men.
在这个律法之中, 神定规了人与神之间的关系。
And in these laws, God set the relationship between God and men.
神也用这个律法来维系人与人之间的关系。
And God also uses this law to maintain the relationship between men.
当以色列人来到埃及旷野的时候,
when the Israelites arrived in the wilderness,
大概有200万人。
There were about 2 million of them.
200万人在旷野40年。
These 2 million people, 40 years in the wilderness.
如果没有律法的话,
without the law,
是什么情形?
What kind of situation would it be?
他们进入迦南之后,
after they entered into Canaan,
他们的周围都是一些信异教的国家。
They had people around them who believed, who worshipped idol.
所以神就用律法来定规了以色列人他们生活的方方面面, 成为他们的准则。
So therefore, God used the law to set all aspects of their livelihood.
神定规了以色列人应当如何的敬拜, 比方说,
God had set how should the Israelites worship.
神定规了祭司的制度。
God set the rules of priests.
献祭的条例,
and he set the rules of worship, of sacrifice.
安息日的条例,
the rules of Sabbath.
同样在民事方面,
and then also in ministries.
饮食, 年历, 节日, 节期,
regarding food, holidays, traditions.
以及他们的打官司, 比方说诉讼, 赔偿等等。
And even in their lawsuits, in the legalities,
如何对待他们的奴婢,
how do they treat their slaves?
神都规定得清清楚楚。
God had clear laws,
使呢, 以色列人的领袖可以根据这些律法来治理百姓。
So that the rulers of the Israelites can govern the people according to these laws.
这是律法的第一个作用。
And that is the first function of the law.
律法的第二个作用。
The second function of the law.
是把以色列人呢, 从其他的民族分别出来。
It is to separate Israelites from other people.
让他们因着有他们特有的这些风俗, 他们的饮食, 他们的节期, 使得呢, 他们与其他的民族不同。
It is because of their special food, their special holidays, their special traditions, so that they're separated and different from other people.
所以今天很多犹太人，直到今天，他们因着他们所遵守这些律法，他们跟我们就很不一样。
And to this day, there are many Jewish people, because they follow these laws, they are very different from us.
所以呢，我们跟他们在一起的时候，很快就发现这批人很特别。
So when we are with them, we will very quickly find that these people are very special.
在我公司里面，我组里面有一个同事就是一个犹太人。
At my workplace, there is a Jewish person on my team.
而且是很传统的犹太人。
And he's a very traditional Jewish person.
所以我们给他安排工作的时候，有的时候要对他特别照顾。
So when we assign tasks to him, we have to treat him. We have to treat him differently.
因为他要守安息日。
Because he has to keep Sabbath.
安息日呢，就是说哈，礼拜五天黑之前，他必须回家到家。
And Sabbath means that Friday before sunset, he has to be home.
在家他就什么都不能做。
And once he's at home, he cannot do anything.
夏天不是问题。
Over the summer, it's not a problem.
因为日照时间比较长。
Because the daylight time is long.
到冬天就麻烦。
And during winter time, it's troublesome.
他四点半就得走。
He leaves at 4:30.
所以给他排课的时候，到礼拜五的时候，即使本来是应该他教课，也得让别人来顶替他，让他四点半之前就可以下班。
So on Friday, even if it is his turn to teach the class, we have to rearrange it so that he can leave at 4:30, so other people would have to substitute him.
那如果我们的班里面的学生有一两个犹太人的话，
If there are one or two Jewish students in our class,
那我们排课就更困难了。
And then it becomes even more difficult when we arrange these classes.
礼拜五的下午不能排重要的课。
Friday afternoon, we cannot have important classes.
不能让他们做 project。
We cannot let them do projects.
因为这些学生也是有的时候四点半，如果家里远一点，四点钟他们就得回家。
Because these students at 4:30 or even at 4 o'clock, if they live farther away, they have to leave.
所以呢，就因着犹太人哈，他们这些不同的习俗，比如说他们吃东西跟我们也不一样。
So these Jewish people, because of their tradition, as an example, their food is also different from us.
我们要聚餐的话。
If we have to have a gathering,
要特别为他们 special order.
We have to special order food for them.
因为他们只吃洁净的食物。
Because they only eat kosher food.
对不对？我们去超级市场的时候，就有你去买东西，就有一块是专门卖 kosher 的。
When we go grocery shopping, there is a section that is especially for Jewish people, the kosher section.
那是犹太人他们洁净的食物。
And that is the Jewish people, their clean food.
其他的东西他们不能吃。
They cannot eat other food.
刚搬到 Livingston 的时候。
When we first moved to Livingston.
有的时候很奇怪，说小孩告诉我说，明天 no school。
And very strangely, sometimes our children would tell us, no school tomorrow.
就很奇怪，也不过年，也不过节，也没下雪，为什么不用上学？
And I would feel it's very puzzled because it's not a snow day, it's not a holiday, it's not vacation, why wouldn't they have school?
因为是犹太人的节。
Because it's a Jewish holiday.
所以他们好多方面跟我们都不一样。
They have many aspects that are different from us.
因着这些不同，神就把他们呢从这个世界上哈跟其他的民族就分开了。
And because of these differences, God separated them from the rest of the people in this world.
用圣经的话讲，这叫分别为圣。
To use the words of the scripture, it is to be separated to be holy.
神呢就节选这批特别的人。
And God had especially chosen these people,
让他们成为神在地上的选民，
so that they can be the chosen people of God on earth,
来在地上来代表神和彰显神，
in this world to represent and to manifest God.
他们既不比其他的人好，
they are no better than other people,
也不比其他的人坏，
and they're no worse than other people,
但是就是跟其他的人不一样。
But they're different from other people.
好，这是律法的第二个作用。
And that is the second function of the law.
第三个作用呢，是律法使人可以认识神。
The third function of the law is for men to know God.
因为律法 它能够彰显在律法背后制定这个律法的制定者他的性情。
Because law can manifest the character of the person behind the law who has set the law.
什么样的人制定什么样的律法？
What kind of person sets what kind of law?
所以当我们看一个律法的时候，我们就可以知道这个律法的制定者他是什么样的人。
When we look at the law, we would know what kind of person set the law.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
所以在他的律法之中，他就要求以色列人要公义。
Therefore, in the law, he requires the Israelites be righteous.
神是圣洁的。
And God is holy.
所以在他的律法里面就不许人犯罪。
And therefore, in his law, he does not allow men to commit sins.
神是慈爱怜悯的。
And God is loving kindness.
所以他的律法也要求人有怜悯之心。
And he also, in his law, requires men to have mercy.
所以弥迦书说，世人啊，耶和华向你们要的是什么呢？
So therefore, in the book of Micah, it says, "What men? What does God want from you?"
他说，只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
It says that God wants you to be righteous, to have a heart of mercy, and to do right.
神之所以要求人这样去行，
and the reason why God wants men to act that way,
乃是出于他的性情，他的本性。
It is because it comes from his character.
纽泽西前一任州长，
New Jersey's previous governor,
出过一次很大的车祸。
He was involved in a major car accident.
大家知不知道？
Do you guys know?
他的肋骨撞断了好几根。
He broken many rib bones.
这是因为很严重的车祸。
And it was because of a very serious car accident.
他为什么他差点小命都没有了。
He almost lost his life.
为什么会有这么严重的车祸？
Why was he involved in such a bad car accident?
因为他最不喜欢系安全带。
Because he doesn't like to wear seat belt.
他又是州长。
And he's the governor.
所以呢，没人敢让他系安全带。
So no one dares to ask him to wear safety belt or seat belt.
但是自然律不管这一套。
But the natural law doesn't care about that.
在车祸里面，你被撞击了，你就是血肉之躯，对不对？
In a car accident, you are hit and you're flesh.
所以他被那次车祸，他被撞得乱七八糟。
So that time he was hit very badly.
所以我想啊，如果这个州长他有权要改那个交通法的话，
So I think that governor, if he has the authority to change the traffic law,
他肯定把系安全带这一项拿掉。
He would take out the one that requires to wear safety belt.
因为他不喜欢系安全带。
Because he doesn't like to wear seat belt.
对不对？如果有一天我们到一个州发现哈，那个州不要求你在车里面系安全带。
If we one day go to a state that doesn't require you to wear the seatbelt,
我们就知道制定这部律法的人他自己一定不系安全带。
And we will know that whoever wrote this legislation, he himself doesn't like to wear seatbelt.
所以律法的作用之一就是让我们认识神。
So one of the functions of the law is so that we may know God.
罗马书七章十二节说，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
Romans chapter 7 verse 12 says that the law is holy and the commandment is holy and righteous and good.
因为神是圣洁、公义、良善。
Because God is holy, righteous and good.
律法的第四个作用。
And the fourth function of the law.
它不但帮助我们认识神。
It not only helps us to know God.
它也帮助我们认识我们自己是一个罪人。
It also helps us to know ourselves as sinners.
罗马书三章二十节说，律法本是叫人知罪。
Romans chapter 3 verse 12 says that through the law men may come to the knowledge of sin.
七章七节说，只是非因律法，我就不知何为罪。
And Romans chapter 7 verse 7 says, I would not have come to know sin except through the law.
这是律法的另一个作用。如果没有律法的话，圣经说就没有过犯。
The scripture says that without the law, there would be no iniquity.
没有律法就没有人犯罪。
Without the law, then men do not know what is sin.
但是律法呢，就像一个公正而又严格的法官一样。
But the law is like a strict but righteous judge.
他指着我们每一个人的鼻子说， 你有罪。
It points to each one of us and say, you are a sinner.
如果你年纪大的话，
If you're older,
他说你是个老罪人。
Says you're an old sinner.
如果你年纪轻的话，
If you're young,
他说你是个小罪人。
Says you are a young sinner.
这就是律法的作用。
And that is the function of the law.
圣经告诉我们说，律法把众人都圈在罪里面。
The scripture tells us that the law bound people within sin.
没有一个是例外的。
And there is no exception.
如果没有律法向我们指明神的要求和标准，
If we are without law to point to us God's standard,
我们每个人都知道自己不是十全十美，
then each one of us will know that we're not perfect.
但是我们都是十全九美，
but we all think that we are almost perfect.
我们都有缺点，
we all have faults.
但是我们优点更多。
But our good side is even more.
我没有这个人好。
I'm not better than this person.
但是我绝对比那个人强。
But I am definitely better than the other person.
我是好人。
I am a good person.
我是一个善良的人。
I am a kind person.
我是一个有同情心的人。
I am one with sympathy.
我是一个愿意帮助别人的人。
I am one who's willing to help others.
但是律法一来，
But when the law comes,
我们一看到神的标准和要求，
when we see the standard and the requirements of God,
我们发现我们都有罪，
then we see that we are all with sin.
上一个礼拜四就是7月29号，
last Thursday, which was July 29th,
美国国会众议院的道德委员会，
the Ethics Committee of the, of the Senate?
Congress.
Of the Congress.
对纽约州的民主党籍众议员 Charles Rangel 提出违反国会道德标准的指控。
And they charged Charles Rangel with violating the ethics law.
那这一件丑闻呢，有几个突出的特点或者不同寻常之处。
And this scandal has some special characteristics. There's something different about the scandal.
首先呢 ，Rangel 他从71年开始就当选为国会的议员。
First of all, starting 1971, Rangel has been a congressman for New York.
到现在为止，一共40年。
And to date, it's been 40 years.
如果你还不满40岁的话，
If you are younger than 40 years old,
这位老先生，你还没出生的时候就已经是美国国会议员。
And even before you were born, he was already the congressman of, he was already a U.S. congressman.
他的经历很特别。
His experience is very special.
他的出身非常的贫苦。
He was born into a very poor family.
他青少年的时候堕落犯罪，被抓过监狱。
When he was a teenager, he committed crime and was jailed.
他后来当兵参加过朝鲜战争。
And he joined the military and fought in the Korea War.
后来当他40岁的时候，当选哈兰区的国会议员。
And when he was 40 years old, he was elected the U.S. Congressman for Harlem.
是目前国会里面最资深也最有名望也权力最大的一个议员之一。
And he is one of the most senior and most famous and also one of the congressmen with the most amount of power.
而且呢，我们知道今年年底是美国国会的中期选举。
We know that at the end of this year is the midterm election in the U.S.
所以搞不好的话，这件事对民主党的影响非常的大。
And potentially this can have significant impact for the Democrat Party.
那我读到这条新闻的时候，让我注意到的呢，是国会指控他的罪名一共有13项。
What I noticed when I read this scandal was that what the Congress Committee accused him of were 13 items.
这是很不同寻常的。
And that is very unusual.
上一次类似的事情啊，应该是很多年以前，是那个被指控的人大概一共被指控三项罪名。
And many years ago, the last time someone was accused of ethics violation, there were only 3 items.
这位老先生被指控一共13项。
And this person, this old gentleman is being accused of 13 items.
可是大家知不知道？
But do you know?
律法指控我们每个人罪名一共有多少项？
The law accuses us how many items are there?
如果律法有600项的话，
if there are 600 items in the law,
律法指控我们每个人就有600个罪名。
And when the law accuses us, then we would have violated 600 of them.
在神的律法之下，我们没有一条能够遵守的。
Under the law of God, we cannot follow any of them.
就说十诫好了。
Let's talk about the Ten Commandments.
哪一项你做到了？
Among the ten, which one have you been able to follow?
没有一项我们能够做到。
Not a single one of them.
所以我们跟那个 Rango 要比的话，
If we compare ourselves to Rango,
他是13项罪名。
He was accused of 13 crimes.
我们是600项罪名。
And we have 600.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们是在神的律法之下。
Because we are under the law of God.
律法不能使我们称义得救。
The law cannot fulfill righteousness for us.
因为律法的作用是定罪。
Because the function of the law is to commit sin.
使人不敢到公义圣洁的神面前。
So that men do not dare to come before the righteous and holy God.
律法就宣告我们的死。
The law pronounces our death.
所以圣经告诉我们说，律法成了我们的咒诅。
So therefore, the scripture tells us the law is our curse.
律法的第五个作用，
The fifth function of the law
是积极一面的。
It is proactive.
律法不但呢宣告我们的死，
The law does not only pronounce our death,
而且呢律法它还把我们引到基督。
The law also guides us to Christ.
圣经告诉我们说，这样律法是我们续蒙的师父。
The scripture tells us, therefore, the law has become our tutor.
引我们到基督那里。
To lead us to Christ.
使我们因信称义。
So that we may be justified by him.
律法虽然不能使我们得救。
Even though the law cannot save us.
但是呢，却为我们指出一条活路来。
But it points a living way for us.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们想要凭着律法来讨神喜悦来称义的话，
If we want to please our Lord, or to be righteous through the law,
我们越努力，
the harder we work,
我们越会发现，
then the more we will find,
我们跟着律法走就是死路一条，
that if we follow the law, then we walk to death.
就是 迟早你会发现哈，那是一个 dead end。
And sooner or later, you'll find that it's a dead end.
当你看到 dead end 那个 sign 的时候，
When you see the sign for dead end,
如果这个时候你回头，
And if you turn around at that point,
叫做悔改，
And that is called redemption, that is called a repentance.
不要继续再往前走，
Do not continue to walk forward,
回头回转，
To turn around,
当你回转的时候，
When you turn around,
会发现呢，神已经在基督里面为我们做成了一切。
You will find that God has fulfilled all in Christ for us.
耶稣的名成为我们的拯救。
The name of Christ becomes our salvation.
如果律法在你身上起到这个作用的话，
If the law has served that function on you,
你就会从心里面发现，
Then you will find from your heart,
圣经原来已经告诉我们说，
The scripture has already told us
律法的总结就是基督。
That the conclusion of the law is Christ.
律法
Law
是神要求人做。
It is God's requirement for men to do.
人做了才能够得到。
And only when men do these can they receive.
人只有遵行了律法才能够得到神的祝福。
Only when men follow these commandments will they receive the blessings from God.
神人遵行了神的律法才可以免去神的惩罚。
And only when men follow these commandments, follow these laws, can they avoid punishment.
所以在律法之下的人就是一个字。
So there's only one word to describe men under the law.
就是做。
And that is to do.
恩典。
Grace.
正好反过来。
Grace is the exact opposite.
恩典就是说人神为人做。
Grace is God doing for men.
而且已经做成。
And also it is done already.
所以呢，恩典也是一个字。
And therefore there's also one word under grace.
就是 done.
And that is done.
人只要相信呢，就能够得着。
And when men believe, they will be able to receive.
前面一页，哥罗西书二章十四节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 24
告诉我们说
tells us
当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候
when Jesus Christ died on the cross
说神呢又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们又爱我们的字句把它撤去钉在十字架上二章十四节
having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us which was hostile to us and he has taken it out of the way having nailed it to the cross
这一节圣经里面有几个字非常的重要
and in this verse there are some words that are very important
第一个就是涂抹
and the first is cancelled
或者叫 blotting out
or blotting out
涂抹呢古时候写文件
In the old times, when you're writing a paper,
也是用墨汁
you would use ink.
写在或者草纸上或者呢皮卷上
you would write it on lambskin or on paper.
是草茎所做的纸，芦苇，芦苇的茎所做的草纸
It is it's a rough it's parcel.
但是那个墨汁呢，没有醋，没有酸性，所以。
But the ink doesn't have any acid in it.
所以不会腐蚀。
So it would not deteriorate.
这样呢，写在纸上的字啊，只要拿布啊，或者用纸一擦，就能够擦掉。
So if you wipe it with a piece of cloth, you can just wipe it out.
就像你在楼下教室黑板写了字之后，你是用 erasable marker 写的。
Just as if you're writing on the whiteboard downstairs and you write it with an erasable marker.
拿黑板擦，一擦都能擦干净。
And you use you can just wipe it out and it will be clean.
做老师的都知道。
Teachers will know.
这个擦掉就是涂抹的意思。
And this wiping out is means to blot out.
就是一笔勾销的意思。
It means that it's been cancelled.
勾销到什么？涂抹了什么呢？
What is it canceling out? What is it blotting out?
就是律法上所写的攻击我们的字句。
And these are the certificates of death consisting of decrees against us.
这个字句是什么意思?
What are these certificates?
这个字句啊，就说有人欠了债。
And that is to say someone owes the debt.
我跟你借了钱。
I borrow money from you.
要有一个凭据。
There has to be some evidence.
要写一个借条。
You have to write a note.
然后呢，要签上名。
And then you would sign it.
或者呢，我是做，今天大陆很多单位发不出薪水了。
Today in mainland China, there are many companies who don't have the money to pay salary.
怎么办呢
？What do they do?
打一个借条。
They write a note.
或者叫白条。
Or it's a white note.
写上我欠你多少多少多少钱。
It says that I owe you a certain amount of money.
然后签一个字。
And they will sign their name.
这个叫做字据。
And that is a certificate.
神对我们的要求，当我们做不到的时候。
When we cannot do what God asks of us.
我们就欠了债。
Then we owe debt.
这就成了攻击我们有碍于我们的字句。
And these become certificates and decrees against us.
律法呢就拿着这些字句控告我们。
And the law convicts us with these certificates.
但是圣经告诉我们说。
But the scripture tells us.
今天神已经将这字句涂抹了。
But the scripture tells us that today.God has already blotted out these certificates of debt.
也许你觉得这个字句是跟以色列人立的，跟我们没关系。
Perhaps you feel that these certificates are set with the Israelites. They're not related to us.
的确不错，神没有要求我们外邦人遵守律法。
That is right. God did not require the Gentiles to follow the law.
但是神把律法的功用刻在我们每一个人的心里。
But God has carved the functions of the law into each one of our hearts.
当人得罪了神，得罪人的时候，我们的良心就会有亏欠。
When we offend God or when we offend men, then our heart would be accused.
这些良心的亏欠就成了控告我们的字据。
And these shortfalls in our heart become these certificates when we are being accused.
但是因着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所付的代价。
But because of the price Jesus Christ paid for us on the cross,
神就可以呢把这些字据撤去。
God can cancel out these certificates.
神不是呢撤去律法。
God has not taken away or canceled out the law.
神的律法一点一滴都不可以废去。
One dot and one blot of the law cannot be taken away.
神所撤去的乃是对我们良心的控诉。
What God has taken away is the accusation against us.
或者说呢，是律法的咒诅。
Or in another word, the curse of the law.
也当神把这些字句撤去的时候。
When God takes away these certificates,
律法就不再是我们的咒诅。
Then the law is no longer our curse.
也就是说呢，今天这些咒诅啊，不再来定罪我们。
And that is to say, today these curses can no longer convict us.
神呢，今天乃是以恩典来对待人。
God today treats us with grace.
也就是说，神在不再要求呢，我们去遵守那些律法。
It says God does not require us to follow these laws anymore.
而是呢，让我们懂得接受他的恩典。
But he teaches to understand, to accept his grace.
所以我们可以将律法和恩典做一个非常非常简单的比较。
So we can do a very simple comparison between law and grace.
首先呢，律法我们知道，从作用上来讲，律法是定罪。
So first of all, from a functional perspective, the law's function is to convict sin.
在律法之下，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And under the law, men have all sinned and fallen short of the grace of God.
没有一人一个都没有。
There is not one righteous man, not one.
在律法之下，人就是这种光景。
And that is the state of men under law.
然而在恩典呢？
And under grace,
恩典使人称义。
And grace, we receive righteousness through grace.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
And today, because of grace, because of the salvation and redemption of Jesus Christ, we're able to receive righteousness for free.
所以一个是定罪，一个是称义。
So on one hand, it is conviction of sin; the other hand is righteousness.
律法呢？从时间上来讲是暂时的。
The law in terms of time is temporary.
有一个起，也有一个起头，也有一个结束。
It has a starting point and has an ending point.
起头呢，就是刚才我们讲到，3500年之前，神降临在西乃山，向以色列人颁布律法，那是他的起。
And the beginning, the starting point is 3,500 years ago when God came to Mount Sinai to give the law to the Israelites.
它的结束呢，是当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候。
And the ending point is when Jesus Christ died on the cross.
但是神的恩典却是永远的。
But the grace of God is eternal.
圣经告诉我们说，这恩典是在万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
The scripture tells us that the grace is from the beginning of time and given to us in Jesus Christ.
是从万古之先，然后 from generation to generation.
It is from generation to generation.
是永永远远的。
It is eternal.
带给我们的结果也不一样。
And the results that they bring us are also different.
律法带给人的结果是死亡或者灭亡。
The result, what law brings to men is death or destruction.
圣经说，凡以行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。
The scripture says that all those who follow the law as a priority are all cursed.
所以罪的工价乃是死。
So therefore, the price of sin is death.
另一方面，恩典所带给我们的却是永生。
But on the other hand, what grace brings to us is eternal life.
唯有神的恩赐，或者说唯有神的恩典，在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Only the grace from God in our Lord Jesus Christ is eternal life.
律法跟恩典。
The law and the grace.
一个显明人有罪。
One points out that men are sinners.
一个显明神的爱。
The other points out the love of God.
律法定我们的罪，使我们知道我们都是罪人，我们或者是亏欠五十两银子，或者是亏欠五两银子，但是无论如何，我们都无力偿还。
The law convicts our sin. It points out that we may be owning 50 silvers or 5 silvers, but either way, we cannot repay.
但是神既有丰富的恩典，他就开恩免了我们的债。我们的罪越多，欠的越多，神的恩典就越丰富。
But God, through His grace, has forgiven our debt, and the more debt we have, the more grace He has.
律法是外添的，是暂时的，是阶段性的。
The law is added from outside. It is temporary.
圣经告诉我们说，律法是借着摩西传的，但是恩典和真理都是从耶稣基督来的。
The scripture tells us that the law comes from Moses, but grace and truth comes from Jesus Christ.
基督是为了我们的罪而受了律法的咒诅。
Christ was cursed by law because of our sin.
但是当他死在十字架上的时候，
But when he died on the cross,
圣经里面记载了一件非常非常稀奇的事，就是圣殿的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the scripture records a very special thing, and that is the veil in the temple is split from top to bottom.
那个幔子呢，是在至圣所和圣所之间，本来。
And that veil was right in between the holy and the holy of the holies.
一个人如果想要进到至圣所，
If someone wants to enter into the Holy of the Holies,
我们知道至圣所是代表神的同在，那里有约柜，有基路伯。
And we know that the Holy of the Holies represents the presence of God. There is a tabernacle and a cherubim there.
但是因为有那个幔子，人就不能够进去。
But because of that veil, men cannot enter.
这个幔子把人跟神分开。
This veil separates men from God.
使有罪的人不能够进到圣洁的神的面前。
So that the sinful man cannot go before the righteous God.
这个幔子从什么时候开始有的？
And when did that veil come?
一有了会幕，神就吩咐摩西要有这个幔子，把至圣所跟圣所，把约柜跟人分开。
And as soon as there was a tabernacle, God told Moses to put up the veil so that there's a separation between the holy and the tabernacle.
但是感谢主，当耶稣基督一死，那个幔子从上到下完全裂开的时候，我们知道人与神之间的那个障碍已经被挪去了。
But thank the Lord, when Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, at that moment the veil was split.And the obstacle between men and God was removed.
律法不再成为人和神中间的那个幔子。
And the law is no longer that veil between men and God.
从这个时候，所有蒙恩得救的人都可以坦然无惧到父神使人宝座的面前。
And at that point, all men who are saved by grace can go before the Heavenly Father boldly and without fear.
感谢我们的主，他给我们的恩典是何等的浩大。
Thank our Lord, how great is the grace that He has given us.
神在耶稣基督里面为我们预备了这么大的恩典。
God has prepared such amazing grace in Jesus Christ for us.
这个恩典是白白的。
And this grace is free.
但是我们千万不要有一个错误的观念。
But let us not have the misconception.
以为呢这个恩典，既然神已经为我们预备了，既然是白白的，就是我们每一个人的。
But let us not mistake that because this grace is prepared and it is free, that it belongs to every single one of us.
就以为呢，我们随时随地都有神的恩典。
And to think that at any moment we have the grace of God.
你如果信主一段时间。如果你看看你自己，也看看周围的弟兄姐妹，你会发现，虽然神给我们这么多、这么大的恩典，但是我们真正得到的却少得可怜。这是不是事实？
Is it true that if we look around at brothers and sisters, then we will find that even though God has prepared such an amazing grace for us, what we actually receive is pitifully little.
多少时候？我们讲到恩典的时候，那只是一个概念。
How often often do we talk about the concept of grace? Or when we talk about grace, it's only a concept.
只是一个说法。
It is only for talk.
只是一些字句。
It is only words.
是神没有预备这样的恩典吗？
Is it because God has not prepared grace?
当然不是。
Of course not.
但问题在哪里？为什么我们不能够经历神这样丰丰富富的恩典呢？
So what is the problem? Why is it that we cannot experience such an abundant grace from God?
我们来看一节圣经。
Let us read a verse in
罗马书六章第十四节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 14.
那里说当基督来的时候我们不在律法之下乃在恩典之下。
It says, for sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
这句经文的背景。
The background of this verse.
乃是呢在罗马帝国时期。
And that is in the, during the time of Roman Empire.
一个奴隶。
A slave.
只有在两种情形之下能够脱离他的主人的权柄。
A slave can only be freed from his master under two circumstances.
一个奴隶是没有自己的权利的。
A slave is without his own rights.
奴隶，这就是奴隶的意思。
And that is what it means to be a slave.
也就是说他必须听从他主人的。
That means that he must obey his master.
主人的一切命令，甚至叫他死，他都必须顺服。
All commandments from his master, even if the master wants him to die, he must follow.
更不要说他的地位，他的名字，他奴隶都连名字都没有。
And forget about his status or his name. Slaves are without names.
一个奴隶要脱离他原来的主人的话，只有两种情形。
If a slave wants to be freed from his master, there are only two ways.
一个呢是他死了。
One is if he dies.
主人对他没有权柄。
And then the master no longer have authority over him.
第二个呢，是他被带到奴隶的市场上，被卖给新的主人了。
And secondly, it is he's brought to the marketplace for slaves and sold to someone else.
这就是这节经文的背景。
And that is the background over this verse.
讲到我们这个人，也可能有两个主人。
It talks about us. Possibly we have two masters.
一个是律法。
One is the law.
一个是恩典。
One is grace.
当律法是我们主人的时候，
When the law is our master,
我们就成了，我们就欠了律法的债。
And then we owe debt under the law.
因为我们犯了许多许多的罪。
Because we've committed many sins.
我们一蒙拯救，
As soon as we're saved,
我们就换了一个主人。
We've changed our master.
但我们还是欠债的。
But we still owe debt.
我们欠了恩典的债。
We owe debt to grace.
我们不再在罪的权柄之下。
We are no longer under the authority of sin.
但是呢，我们还是有一个主人，我们是在恩典的权柄之下。
But we still have a master. We are under the authority of grace.
所以我们不但是接受赦罪的恩典。
So not only have we received the grace of forgiveness.
我们也要受恩典的管束，就是圣经所讲恩典。借着耶稣基督在我们身上作王。
And we also have to receive the discipline from grace, and that is what the scripture says that that to through grace let Jesus Christ be the Lord in our life.
这句话非常的要紧，是我过去许多许多年都不明白，就是什么呢？什么叫恩典在我们身上作王？
This is a very important statement. For many, many years, I did not understand. What does it mean to have grace be the master?
就是恩典在我们身上有权柄来代替律法。
And that is, grace has the authority on us to replace the law.
这叫做在恩典之下。
And that is to be under grace.
我们信主之后不再在律法之下生活，但是我们要学习让恩典作王，要学习信靠神的生活。
We are no longer under the law, but we have to learn to be under the grace, to let grace be our Lord.
神为我们做成了一切，不错，感谢赞美主。
God has accomplished everything for us, that is true, praise and thank the Lord.
但是如果我们没有信靠神的信心的话，这个恩典我们还是经历不到。
But if we are without the faith to rely on the Lord, then we still cannot experience that grace.
我们得救是靠着信心。
We are saved by faith.
我们得救之后 经历神的恩典，活在神的恩典里面，照样还是靠着信心。
And after we've been saved, in order to live in God's grace, in order to experience God's grace, we still have to rely on faith.
我们是靠着圣灵入门，同样我们还是靠着圣灵来成全。
We have been led by the Holy Spirit to come through the gate. We have to continue to rely on the Holy Spirit.
对我个人的经历，我发现得救之后，我得救之后常常没有信靠神的信心。
After I've been saved, I am often without the faith to believe to rely on God.
不敢把自己把一切事情都交给神。
I do not dare to hand everything over to God.
很多事情还是抓在自己的手里面。
And many things I continue to hold in my own hand.
难怪神的恩典没有办法丰丰富富的浇灌给我们。
And no wonder God's grace cannot be abundantly poured upon us.
因为我们不肯让神来祝福我们。
Because we do not let God bless us.
因为我们没有这个信心。
Because we do not have that faith.
很多时候我们都是听到的。
Many times we've heard.
什么时候我们敢真正把自己交出来？
And whenever we dare to completely hand ourselves over.
神的恩典在我们身上才是真实的。
And that only then will grace be true on us.
有些弟兄姐妹听过这个故事。
Many brothers and sisters have heard this story.
有一天。
One day.
山区里面来了一个表演杂技的。
In the village in the mountain, there was a circus that came.
他表演的杂技是走钢丝。
And what he performed was to walk on this wire.
所以头一天他来了之后，就在两座山之间架了一个铁索。
And the first day when he arrived, he placed this wire between the two mountains.
然后告诉大家说，明天请大家来看我表演。
And he said, tomorrow, please come and see me perform.
我要表演走钢丝，从这座山走到那座山。
And he said, I will perform to walk from this mountain to the other mountain.
第二天就来了好多人。
And the next day, many people came.
这个人准时出现。
And this person showed up on time.
然后呢，他真的有这个本领，就在这个钢丝索上从这座山走到那座山。虽然山很高，下面是悬崖峭壁，但是呢，他就有这个本事，他就从这边走到那边，看的人兴奋得不得了，大开眼界。
And he really had this ability. He walked from one side of the mountain, one mountain to the other, even though the mountains were very high and there was a huge drop underneath it. And the audience was very excited.
当这个人从这边走到那边的时候，大家拼命的鼓掌，拼命叫好。
And when this person walked from this mountain to the other mountain, everybody was applauding.
走过去之后，他对大家说哈，这个还不算什么，他说我给大家表演一个更精彩的。
And afterwards he said, this is not very difficult. Let me show you something more exciting.
他在山的那边预备了一个小推车，独轮的推车，然后呢，他就推着这个独轮车在钢丝索上从这边走到那边。
And he had this single wheel, cycling, and he would cycle on the wheel from one mountain to the other. On the wire.
大家就更加兴奋。
And everybody was even more excited.
然后这个人对大家说，这还不是最精彩。
And he said, this is not the most exciting.
他说，我可以推着一个人在这个车里面，他坐在这个车里面，我可以把这个人从这头推到那头去。
And he said, I can have someone on the wheel and push him from this mountain to the next mountain.
你们大家要不要看？
Do you want to see this?
大家当然要看。
Of course everyone wanted to see.
他说，那你们谁愿意坐上来呢？
And then he said, which one of you is willing to sit on it?
那总要一个人坐上来，我才能够表演给你们看。
I need someone to sit on the wheel so that I can perform.
结果没有一个人敢上去坐。
But no one dared to sit on it.
我们就是这样。
And that is us.
因为我们信不信？
Whether or not we believe.
信。
We believe.
神能不能做？
Can God do it?
能做。
God can.
你让不让神做？
Do you let God do it?
我再想一下。
Let me think about it.
还是我自己来。
Let me do it myself.
我们就是这种情形。
And that is our state.
我们不敢把自己交给神。
We do not dare to give ourselves to God.
神恩典是神已经为我们预备好的。
Grace has already been prepared for us by God.
但是却要凭着我们的信心去支取，去领用。
But it is through our faith that we receive and that we can use it.
如果我们不信的话，
If we are without faith,
这个恩典跟我们没有关系。
Then this grace has nothing to do with us.
当那个孩子的父亲，
When the child of that father,
来到主耶稣面前，求主耶稣医治他被鬼附的那个孩子的时候，
Oh, sorry. When the father of that child comes before Lord Jesus to ask him to heal his child that has been captured by the devil,
主对他说，你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。
God told him, if you believe, all things are possible with those who believe.
神有恩典，
God has grace.
神有能力，
God has the power.
神也愿意。
AndGod is willing.
但是神对这个孩子的父亲却说，你若能信。
But he said to the father of that child, if you believe.
然后才说，在信的人凡事都能。
And all things are possible for those who believe.
关键就是这个信字。
The important thing is this word faith.
让我们像那个孩子的父亲一样，在主面前有这个祷告。
Let us be like the father of that child to have such a prayer before God.
圣经说，孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信。
The scripture says that the father of the child immediately cried out, I believe.
但我信不足。
But I do not have enough faith.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help me.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在要感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
因为你自己就是神为我们所预备的恩典。
Because you yourself is the grace that God has prepared for us.
在你有赦罪的恩典。
With you, there is the grace of forgiveness.
就在你有救赎的恩典。
Lord, with you, there is the grace of salvation.
在你有生命的恩典。
There is the grace of life.
在你有活水的恩典。
And with you, there is the grace of living water.
在你也有能力的恩典。
And with you, there is the grace of power.
这一切都是你已经为我们所预备的。
And all these you have prepared for us already.
是你已经做成的。
And all these you've accomplished already.
主，我们向你的祷告就是。
Lord, our prayer to you is.
帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们愿意把自己交在你的手里。
So that we are willing to give ourselves into your hand.
我们承认我们都是小心的人。
We admit that we are all people of little faith.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在你面前有这样的心智。
That we may have such determination before you.
你为我们已经预备的。
You have already prepared for us.
让我们都能够得着。
So that we can all receive.
谢谢你，今天我们不再活在律法之下。
Thank you that today we no longer live under the law.
谢谢你，愿意借着圣灵住在我们的里面。
Thank you that through the Holy Spirit you are willing to live within us.
主，愿你在我们身上已经开始的工作。
Lord, may the work that you have already begun on us.
主，你亲自来完成。
Lord, you personally finish it.
使主的名得到荣耀。
So that the name of the Lord can be glorified.
愿颂赞归给我们的主。
May praises be unto our Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.